Yeah, baby, Lancelot Knight and The Woods. That song just went number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown. Congratulations to Lancelot. We love hanging with that guy. He's a real fun dude to hang with and a great musician. Last time I think I saw him would have been Mariposa. Now, before that was Panther City from the amazing Leon Bridges, who's on tour with Charlie Crockett right now. You should see that show. And they're both incredible artists and have known each other since their careers began. Now for something from a guy who's got the same initials as I do. We don't get mixed up a lot, though. He is incredible. Here's James Taylor and the song Copperline on the jukebox.
Side by each, copper coil, copper Georgia peach, down on Copper Line. Half a mile down to Morgan Creek, leaning
Ivy on the end of the week. Mickey leads and a hog-nosed snake down on Copper Line. We were down on Copper Line. One summer night on the Copper Line, slip away past supper time. With smoke and moonshine down on Copper Line. One time I saw my daddy dancing, watched him moving like a man in a trance. He brought it back from the war in France, down on the Copper Line. French water and tomato wine, creosote and turpentine time. Supple mass in the moonshine, down on Copper Line. Down on Copper Line. First kiss ever I took, like a page from a romance book. The sky opened and the earth shook, down on Copper Line, down on Copper Line. Yeah. Took a fall from a windy height, how to hold on tight and pray for love enough to last all night, down on Copper Line. Day breaks and the boy wakes up, and the dog barks and the bird sings, and the sap rises and the angel sighs. Yeah. I tried to go back as if I could, all spec house and plywood. Tore up good, down on Copper Line. It doesn't come as a surprise to me, it doesn't touch my memory. And I'm lifting up, rising free, down over Copper Line. Half a mile down to Morgan Creek, I'm only living for the end of the week. Mickey leads and a hog-nosed snake, down on Copper Line. Yeah, take me down on Copper Line. Oh, down on Copper Line. Lay me down on Copper
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Even if the the sun burn down. The lights are out, I've lit a candle. I'm all alone, but I'm not alone. I hear voices whisper, only shadows now.
Julian Taylor here, and I'm your host on the Jukebox. That is good friend Isla Barker from Manitoba and the song If the Sun Burns Out. That was from her first release in 2013. We got music coming up from Toby Nwigwe, and he's joined by a whole slew of artists. It's kind of an artist collective that's joining the American rapper for a song called I'm Not Good. Also on the show, brand new music that just dropped this fall from an artist by the name of Sutye, and the song's called Realness. This is a really cool track, and this is an artist born in Morocco and raised in Canada. A very great storyteller, and has an incredible emotional sort of broad appeal that I really enjoyed listening to the song Realness. That's coming up very shortly. Ray Zaragoza is also on the show, and joining her is Milk. The song is called Joy Revolution. We also have the breakup song, They Don't Write 'Em, from 1981 and Greg Keane Band. This is some rock and roll that I think you're going to really enjoy. Discovered this in Portland, Oregon at Soundcheck, and it was cool. Had to play it on the show. Here it is on the Jukebox.
and sing at the top of my lungs. I wanna dance, tell my tales, cry, run, do whatever I want. I wanna join the joy revolution. Do whatever I want. I wanna join the joy revolution.
This is Music for the Human Race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Leaving me with so many questions. Yeah, you put my mind so but that's not my job. I wanna pick you up off of the ground and lift you higher. I wanna save you, yeah, but I'm not God.
Look, some of the most solid I've known in life stood 10 toes down on sinking sand. I made it out the mud while don't really evolve or think we can. The wisdom I feel most is sifted out the palms of wrinkling hands by those who sit and tell stories like Nori and them drinking champs. Moment of silence, shh, let the Holy Ghost come baptized. Cause I evolved from using my southern drawl to flog and chastise. The posture I have towards the countenance of my is let them be. Cause even when you know why the cage bird sings, you might not could set them free. My pawpaw in the midst of Ruach Elohim, petitioning, anointed with oil back in the gap. He hope I could drip with him. And I'm slicker than a bowl of kerosene. Loaded clip on my head for a Pharisee. No game signals, I'm just at a grab a switch and let us sing at your front door. No Carolyn, but on me.
October? What's Rocktober?
Rocktober is Long & McQuaid's amazing event in October, powered by Yorkville Sound.
Fantastic. Are Gibson and Epiphone included?
Yes.
Sure?
Uh-huh.
Trainer Orange and Blackstar amps?
Excellent.
Mapex drums?
You bet.
And Yorkville PA?
Indubitably. Plus Jupiter Brass and Woodwinds and a whole lot more. Come into any Long & McQuaid and celebrate with no interest financing and deals all month long. Check out LarnandMcQuaid.com for details.
This is Bird Note. Cackling geese may look a lot like Canada geese, but their slighter build and shorter beaks give them away as a distinct species. And one subspecies in particular has a very special story. Aleutian cackling geese build their nests on a chain of islands off the western coast of Alaska. In the 1700s, fur traders introduced an invasive species of fox to the islands, with devastating consequences for the geese. For decades, Aleutian cackling geese were believed to be extinct. But in the 1960s, a biologist discovered a group of around 300 birds nesting on Boldear Island. The fortuitous discovery allowed conservationists to put the birds on the endangered species list. And this paved the way for federal protections on their Alaskan nesting grounds and their wintering territories in Oregon and California. Thanks to this habitat conservation, there are now more than 120,000 Aleutian cackling geese, making the biannual journey between Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. To learn how to conserve seasonal habitats and protect the future of migratory birds in your area, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF